Hi, welcome to the Parasocial Social Club.
I'm Jewel Karenin.
I'm Charlie James.
And we are your hosts.
You are listening to a podcast, surprise, where we investigate the spectacular brain-altering phenomenon of parasocial relationships.
We dive headfirst into the murky, bioluminescent depths of our own parasocial relationships, and we interview the people we all have parasocial relationships with.
Today, Jewel and I are back. In the booth. Yeah, the booth. With a very special episode.
It is our season finale.
We're going to talk about soft launching new looks.
And we're going to analyze our own podcast. And I'm finally going to talk about whales.
Welcome to the Parasocial Social Club. But first, business.
Charlie.
Jewel.
This is the final episode of season one of the Parasocial Social Club.
We did it. We made it way past, what was it, 11?
11, which was the goal.
Blew by.
Basically, we have a podcast now.
We did it.
I can't believe it.
It's happening. And people have heard it and seen it.
I know. And people are listening to it right now.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. I really can't thank you enough.
Why do you do it?
Let us know via...
a review. Yes, that's right. We want you to write a review for our podcast. And Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
That's right. You can pretty much only write one on Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. Spotify, you can only do stars?
Yeah, Spotify
so
is like
messed up
for people who don't love words, which is not me.
Oh, I love words.
I love words too.
Some of my favorite things.
So
that looks so right.
I know.
Wow, I
know.
I photoshopped that and it looks actually good.
I know. You guys, let me tell you something really quick. Charlie is good at Photoshop.
Well, can I tell you why? Wait, do you know why?
Yeah, I know why. Okay. You can tell the audience.
And this kind of brings things full circle. If we hearken back to our, and I, did I use hearken correctly?
In my opinion, wow. You've never used it wrong.
I'm going to hearken back to our first episode, where Jewel and I talk about a horrible man who brought us together, nay, further apart. but he did teach me Photoshop in exchange for grooming me my whole childhood. So. But you know, I got a skill out of it. So,
and perfect example of the skill is on our Apple Podcasts profile.
If you're there to leave a review, take a look.
Remember this moment and look at the way that our graphics populate delightfully.
Ugh. They do populate, don't they?
And what? And listen to episode one because it's fucking insane.
Yeah.
Oh, this
I
is.
There's tons of people who haven't.
Yeah, I didn't read this review yet.
Oh, should we do it live?
A live review? What if it's mean?
5 stars. Worst podcast. Okay, here we go. This is from Stacy Sinmo.
Oh, I think I know who that is. Wow, I didn't
do you
know
think
you were
that
listening.
That's Stacy Sin. And then she lives in Missouri.
I love that. I love that idea. Yeah.
That's my thought.
Living in sin in Missouri. Wink.
Wink. Funny, personable, and makes me dot, dot, dot.
Not sure what the...
I can't expand it. So I'm going to say that is the real title. Hi, long time listener.
Whew.
Whoa. First time reviewer. And good. I don't think you can review twice. This podcast is warm, funny, interesting, and has gotten me through many late night baby wake ups and feedings. Oh... do the babies listen?
I'm going to cry.
Wait, okay. I'm dyslexic. I am usually not cool enough or online enough to know who the guests are before listening, but I still find the interview so interesting and enjoyable.
Oh my God.
That's so nice. I was wondering that.
Are
Me people
too.
Like, who is that? And then, anyways. Also, I recommended the pod to my Gen Z sister-in-law, who is very cool, very online, and very... into many esoteric fandoms. Perfect. And she said she had heard of it and seen clips on her TikTok FYP. So great job with your marketing and organic growth.
I'm gonna get in my car. I'm gonna drive to your house and I'm gonna give you a big hug. And I'm gonna go into your kitchen. I'm gonna bake a cake and then I'm gonna wash all the dishes that I used to bake you a cake. Thank you for this review.
I'm gonna get my car, I'm gonna go to your house. oh no, I'm going to give you a big hug. Oh, I'm going to go in your kitchen. Oh no, I'm going to bake you a cake. Oh.
Oh. But there's always a catch, and that's why I'm doing your dishes, because I don't want to leave you with a bunch of dirty dishes.
That's
and
really
a cake.
Kind. That's really kind.
Thank you for this lovely review.
It's awesome.
That is such a good review, but you know what? I bet somebody out there can beat it.
Do your worst, best. That phrase never really, I don't like it.
One more piece of business, please.
Oh, subscribe to our Substack.
I was having a think about this.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking about all of our main mode of marketing for this season has been literally just posting on social media.
Yeah.
And
one of the worst things a person can do.
It's so soul crushing.
It feels horrible.
It's hard. It's really hard to do. And so we must say thank you to everyone who shares and likes and comments or engages in any way, because it is really difficult.
Yeah.
And it really helps people find the show. But the thing about social media is, especially in this modern age, it's not showing it. It doesn't show things consistently to people who are fans of the thing.
Yeah. Followers don't see any of your stuff.
Right. So,
I get a comment every day that's like, I haven't seen you in forever. And I'm like, that's bad.
Exactly. These are like real fans of yours who would love to be
that's
seeing your
really
content.
That's really bad.
So that's always going to be the problem. And that's really why we want people to subscribe to this newsletter, because that is us direct to you.
Right.
You will get
Can't
the
get
information.
Lost.
And especially because this is our season finale, so we want to be able to update you when new things happen, when new episodes come out, all that jazz.
Season two starts.
You might, this is the truth. Social media might completely change in the course of time between now and our next season.
I hope it does.
I Depending. Hope it does too. And email might be our last hope. So please go subscribe to the Substack.
Oh my God. Thinking of email being our last hope is so depressing to me, but it's kind of true.
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
That concludes our business. Thank you so much for coming to this meeting of the minds.
Yeah. Well, can I say something parasocial?
Of course you can.
Thank you. PJ Vote. His podcast is totally funded by, I guess maybe ads in part, but mostly, what's that one? Patreon people. I'm one of them, you know, whatever. And there's an annual business meeting where they do almost exactly what we're going to do tonight. They break down the stats and they talk about new episodes and funding, and people ask horrible questions. No one's going to ask us questions, but
that is our idea. We had that idea
first.
First.
Thanks, PJ.
We invented community building tactics.
Jewel invented the podcast not several months ago.
Yes.
So watch it.
And then our producer Garrett invented sound.
Yeah. You ever heard of sound?
Ever?
If you did, there it is.
Say thanks to Garrett, because it's all our fault.
If you've heard of it, you can hear. And that's sound. Baby.
What were we even talking about? I completely forgot what we were talking about. Oh, PJ Vote.
Yeah, because of what we're doing tonight. That was our business.
That's
went to our
right.
business meeting. He does business meetings.
Oh, yeah.
I'm back.
And we're going to do some business tonight later. We're going to analyze our own podcast fucking free. This episode is fucking free. You don't even need to be our patron.
I love it.
So
yeah, think
you're
about
welcome.
That. We're kind of the podcast of the people.
We're kind of a direct villain to PJ Vote.
Did you just shudder because she's near you?
No. No.
We're having
didn't.
A cat sighting for those of you not in the room with us.
Hello. The cat today has knocked over three of my items.
Yeah. And she won't use the new water fountain. And I knew that was going to happen. And I'm still really pissed. I'm going to give it like a solid 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Over 45 days, I would say.
Really, you think?
Charlie, what is going on with you parasocially?
Okay, so here's the thing. As previously discussed on this podcast, we talked John Mulaney's jaw, and I said, I think he got filler, not jaw and chin implants, as everyone seems to think.
Right.
Because I had been doing my own research. That's right. This is one of those podcasts where we do our own research on facial masculinization. And there's a lot of surgery stuff, and I don't want to have surgery. that's hard and bad.
Painful. Long to do.
I'm not good on medication.
Yeah.
I'm bad at kind of taking it how they tell you to.
Great self whatever analysis.
Yeah. So I was like, what can I do where they don't give me drugs? And all this filler stuff came up. So I did end up getting it.
Ooh.
And I have lots of thoughts. And then something very parasocial happened, and it's all going on. So basically, I already get masseter Botox. That's your jaw muscle for, yeah.
Yeah, not for you, but TMG for somebody. TMG girly pops like me, rise up.
Rise
I would
up.
Love to have it.
Can I just say?
Inject
it,
me.
It really works. If you
so
get
jealous.
It, I really recommend. The problem is it only lasts 6 months. Months.
That's right.
And
very
I just
good.
Said it in the weirdest way
Many
possible.
Many syllables in months, that word.
And it's not cheap. And even if you get it covered by insurance, then I'm like, I still have to go back every 6 months.
Right.
So it's a lot. So keep in mind I get that. And that makes your jaw smaller in general.
So you're already like on the put a needle in my face train.
Yes.
Love it.
But it was really hard to get me there.
Okay.
I am really afraid of needles. And then every single time they go, but you have all these tattoos. And I go, that is not the same sensation at all.
Agreed.
A needle deep in you is so much worse. Right. Anyways. And then, yeah, this nice lady put filler in my chin and my jaw, and, I was terrified the entire time. She was like, what do you do for work? And I was like, oh, I do comedy. And she was like, oh, but you seem really serious. And I was like, yeah, I'm like fucking terrified.
You seem really serious?
Thank you. I'm so afraid of you and what you do and what you're doing to me. Yeah, we had really good conversations.
That is crazy.
She also asked me what music I wanted playing during, which is like a terrifying question.
Yeah, what do you want to associate this experience with for the rest of your fucking life?
Also, I was like, what can both of us agree on? These two people who have truly nothing in common. This like woman in Beverly Hills who injects faces for a living and me.
You're like Billie Eilish?
I said the new Tyler, the Creator album. And that was, by the way, the wrong choice. She, at the end, she said, he should not sing so much. And I was like, head go off. That's crazy.
okay.
So
wow.
Anyways, I got that done. And I like it a lot.
You look amazing.
Thank you so much. I feel good. I also already, I think everyone's like this, but like my face was not symmetrical in the jaw area. And she fixed that. And I was like, thank you.
Whoa, that's really
that's
cool.
That's why I sit on this side, is I'm missing a lot of meat on this. Like my bone is straight up different on this jaw. That's
Charlie,
actually why I can sit on that side now.
I think I have the same problem.
Maybe
but
you
I
should
think,
talk to my lady.
I think we're complimentary.
Oh, perfect. Well, then
I
let's
think
never
this
change.
Is the bone, and
yeah.
This is no bone.
Yep. There we go.
So I don't need to change it as long as I can keep.
Incredible.
I don't need
yeah,
to
we'll
do
never
anything,
let
as long
them
as I can
see that side of your face. That's so nice,
but
by the way.
Thank God you now have the flexibility.
I could go anywhere.
You could host 100
I'm
more podcasts.
I'm showing this side of my face now.
Yeah, you better.
It just was so different only right there that I was like, if you could just make that even, that'd be cool. And oh, okay. But then I had a joke that required a photo of me to go on Twitter.
Okay.
Basically, I was like, I just want to tweet because I was going home for Thanksgiving, and I was thinking, I was preparing myself to be misgendered a lot, not because my parents aren't supportive, but because they're so fucking old. Imagine being 72. So like, they have never gotten my name wrong. They get the pronouns wrong often. And then they,
okay.
When I say, oh, you got that wrong. They go, no, I didn't. And I go, oh, okay.
Okay.
And they're like, no, I said he. And I'm like, but you
for
did not.
For sure. That sound. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so...
They're like, argue about what happened level of old. I hope they listen. I love you guys. I think that you're ancient, but I respect you.
Facts are facts. Okay. It's not a judgment statement.
And I just feel...
And
now
also,
I'm allowed to say that.
It's affecting your ability to use the right pronouns. So, you know, we're allowed to talk about it.
It has to be discussed at some point. But I took a photo of myself and I posted it with the caption, a face only a mother could she her. And because like that's
joke.
It's exactly what
joke.
Happens. I go like, no one else in the world is doing that anymore to me. That never happens.
That is
but
so
then
crazy.
it kind of blew up, which is nuts, because it's a photo of my face, and I've never had like a picture go
and on Twitter
viral. Yeah.
Whoa.
Viral, whatever the fuck that means anymore. It just did well. But I was getting a lot of compliments on my jaw, and I didn't like that, if you can believe, because we grew up in San Diego.
Yes.
There's some woo-woo culture seeping in. I definitely was steeped in, like, you just have to love yourself exactly the way you are, and if you fail to do that, it's like a moral failing.
Mm-hmm.
And deeply internalized that. And now these people were complimenting something about me that was not natural to me, which is, by the way, if I zoom out at all, I go, like, nothing about me is natural. I'm on testosterone so much. I've had my titties chopped off my body. Like, I'm covered in tattoos. Like, why did that suddenly matter to me? But I think it was because it was my face. And I'd never done anything to my face that changed so drastically how it looked. So I started, anyone who was like trans who was like, I hope when I whatever take testosterone my jaw starts to look like that, I just started DMing them and telling them exactly what I got done and where, so that I'm like, you could replicate if you wish.
That is so cute.
I didn't come by this honestly, okay? Which was a very, I'm sure all of them are like, what the fuck? But yeah, I took a leaf out of Garrett's book of just replying directly to everyone.
Straight into their inbox. You're like,
some of them don't even follow me and I'm in like message requests. Like, it was really.
That.
Yeah.
Wow. Wait. So, wow. Okay. So what was like the first one? Like, what prompted you to send the first message?
I think the very first one was someone who was like, I can't wait till my jaw looks like that on testosterone. And I was like,
and
well,
you
that
like,
is not going to happen.
I'm not advertising that right now.
Right. I was like, that's just not true. that's false. So I have to get in there.
Right.
But then there were other ones that I didn't, if it didn't have any connection to them transitioning, I was like, I'll leave this one alone. There was someone who was like, you have the Giga Chad jaw. And I was like, well, I'm not DMing you.
If you just so you know,
just so you know, by the way, fake.
Just so you know, by the way, I bought it.
I paid for it with my own money.
I suffered for it.
I suffered. It was crazy.
That's so interesting. Oh my god,
isn't that crazy?
That's a really good parasocial anecdote.
Thank you so much. It just happened. It was so wild to me. And wow. I'll say, my parents didn't misgender me even one time.
Hell, okay.
Even one time.
Let's go.
That has never happened. I was only there for one day. But yeah. Isn't that nice?
Let's fucking
go.
So
if you too want your parents to stop misgendering you, all you got to do is get your jaw done.
Charlie will DM you.
I will DM you
the
instructions.
Time and place.
I will. I honestly will.
For the jaw surgery. It's not a surgery. It's
literally just needles.
How long did it take?
An hour. Hyaluronic acid. I will say, day of, you do look crazy.
What did you look like?
I thought I was going to, because I tend to like blow up. I didn't swell all over my face. Like, I kind of pictured just being like a big round tennis ball. It just looked like too much. And I was like, maybe they did too much and I'll get it reduced. But then the swelling went down.
I think that's normal.
And it hurt. Like, my face hurt for the next like 2 days.
Ugh. Did you stay inside?
No.
You ventured out?
I think I went to work the same day.
You are wild.
I was like, gotta get back out there.
You are a wild and crazy guy.
What's happening to you?
I'm
very excited about what you have next.
So, once upon a time, you outed me on this podcast as a person
who's a bisexual.
As a bisexual white woman. How dare you? How dare you? You outed me as a person who is not deeply connected to animals in the way that everybody needs me to fucking be. Okay.
You are talking to the wrong person, by the way, because like, I would say of the things I care about, animals is like one of the top two.
And you told everyone that I am a big fucking hater of animals.
Not a hater. You're indifferent in a way that I've never seen someone be
big
in my life.
Fucking animal hater. You plastered it on my forehead. And
the butcher, we call her. She's crazy. Oh my God.
And I said, excuse me, that's not a part of my public brand. And we let it go. We didn't talk
that's
about
right.
it anymore.
I forgot that was a private secret.
But I come to you today with two things. One, I will briefly explain my stance on animals. And two, my parasocial anecdote about whales. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number one.
Okay.
As long as we're talking about it, because I brought it up. It's not that I don't like animals. It's that I don't like how humans relate to animals.
You don't like that animals are in their house.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
And that is the basis of most human-animal connections. So that is what makes it so I cannot
so
relate
real.
To literally anyone. Because everyone thinks that's so fun and cool. And I don't think it's that fun or cool. And therefore I cannot engage with human society in a normal way that people like.
It is exactly that. I think, well, because you share an opinion, you're almost like so animal woke that you've come, because here's the thing. I think like the truest animal lovers would be like, the domestication of these animals is unethical. And
that's me.
We should have,
that
they should all
me.
Be outside and no zoos.
Straight
and
up.
And there you are.
Look at me. It's
and
me.
There you go.
That is me.
I hope I get there one day, but that's awesome.
So there is another component of it, which is just that, yeah, sometimes I have allergies, you know, I look
yes.
at furry things and I'm like, allergies. However, I love sea life. I think sea life is fucking awesome.
Because it's never in your house?
A sea life could never give me an allergy. And oh my God, you're right.
Yeah.
It's, well, sometimes
well, except for that
aquariums.
One time. Yeah.
Except for the
episode
seal.
One, go back. The seal.
No, there was no seal. There was no seal.
Okay.
There was no seal. Just joking.
I was like, inside? Sorry.
No, so, okay, so I love sea stuff and like stingrays, jellyfish, fish.
Okay.
Fish are fine, but there's a lot of human stuff going on there too.
Oh.
Dolphins. I love dolphins. We've talked about dolphins.
Love dolphins.
And whales. I love whales. Whales are so sick. Mm-hmm. I've watched all the Disney Plus documentaries about whales. And it occurred to me, because I'm in a little bit of a phase.
A whale phase?
I'm in a little bit of a phase. Yeah, a little bit of a whale phase.
Incredible.
I'm always in a whale phase, but like I'm in an uptick right now. Whales, for me, are the ultimate parasocial relationship, because they will never love me back. And you know who tried to make whales love them back? SeaWorld trainers.
SeaWorld trainers. Look what happened there. Did you watch Blackfish?
Are you kidding? I've seen it like 20 times.
I've seen it like 100 times. And I do unironically love it. But one time, a mutual friend of ours, how do I describe without saying a name,
tried to debunk Blackfish.
No, he's just no. Basically, he was like, "What's your favorite movie?" And I said, "Blackfish is a joke." And everyone was like, "Yeah, mine's probably like Pulp Fiction." And I was like, "Wow, I guess fuck me for trying to be funny." But I do genuinely love it, so maybe that was what was confusing.
Yeah, that's a totally valid answer, in my opinion.
It's so good.
It's
they
so
make
good.
A lot of really good points.
And it's really entertaining.
And we grew up there. I think that's like the biggest
yeah,
thing.
Like we've been to SeaWorld a billion times.
My
well, I've been to SeaWorld a
winter
billion
formal
times.
Was there.
Oh my God.
They brought out penguins for us.
That is
to
sick.
Look at.
Sick in the head.
Yeah.
See, they shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, yes, I have seen like probably 30 Shamu shows in my life.
Oh, of course.
If not more.
That's really bad. I went swimming with their dolphins one of my birthdays.
See?
My parents were like, "That's the most expensive thing we've ever done. We're pissed." And I was like, "I know, but I got to swim with the dolphins." Yeah.
See, we are...
I'm 15.
We are perpetrators of the... We are part of the problem. We grew up, like, consuming this incredible shit at SeaWorld. Like, you guys, it was crazy. I was... Okay, because this is why I'm on, in this phase, because my sister and I were watching videos. Oh, God, how far can I go? Oh, man, you guys.
Speaking dolphin.
Yeah, I'm trying to... calm me down. I love... the videos of the captive orcas attacking humans.
And your meter for what is a bad thing to say is so different from mine. And I'm obsessed with that. You're like, what if this is insensitive because people are being attacked?
I love those videos. They're like so satisfying to me. And they're hard to find. And when you find a good one, it's like, oh my God, I'm going to watch this 40 times in a row. Anyways, the point is that my sister and I were watching those videos. I'm back on my whale shit. And
we are so back.
You guys need to watch Blackfish. It's seriously such a good edutainment piece of media.
There's a part of it, I don't want to spoil too much, but a guy goes in there and they find him and he's naked.
There's a guy who dies in Florida, yeah, because he went. To,
that
he,
was the part I didn't want to spoil.
Wait, that he's dead or that he's in Florida?
He's dead. I go, they find him.
It's not
ambiguous.
A spoiler. Dude, it's
people die in this film.
This is like a 15-year-old documentary. Can you believe that?
Yeah, you're right. What? Yeah, who am I worried about? But give it a rewatch.
So
it's so good.
I don't worry, guys. I'm not done talking about whales for this episode. I'm going to say something again later. But the reason I thought of this is because... I was learning about all these different whales because whale researchers track orcas all over the world and they all have names and all the captive ones have names and they have like fake names and then they have real names. And I was like, I literally know the names and human projected personalities of so many of these famous whales who are just famous by virtue of existing because we study them. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that one is a little fucked up in the head. That's why he keeps swimming up to fishermen because his mom abandoned him or he got lost. Anyway, so, well, you know, they can never discover our TikTok.
No, the orcas? No. Do you think they give them screen? Probably not. They're not. They don't have like.
They did. Heads. They do give. Yes, they gave really quick. They gave Free Willy, whose name is Keiko, screen time when they were trying to train him to get strong because he was so fucking bored. They were training him to get strong in the day, and then he was bored at night because they don't really sleep because they have to, like, breathe.
And they, like, showed him movies?
They gave, yeah, they made him watch TV. And I know you guys are fucking doing that for your pets at home.
Yeah.
I know you guys all fucking love to do
She doesn't get it. She doesn't really understand it. She'll look at it for a second, and she gets excited, and then she's like, why is it in the box? And then she'll go behind the TV, and she's like, eh.
Nothing back here.
Nothing back here. This makes no sense. Wah, wah. And then she gets bored. So
just a couple of colorful cords, I guess.
Like, neat. Well, this is interesting because I was going to ask you. I was going to say whales that can't love you back, are those a media persona? But you have since convinced me, yes, because they're online. People are posting.
Yeah, absolutely.
And making documentaries, and also they're, I guess, in person famous. Like people go to the shows, yeah. And famous to the scientists.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I've come back around. I thought we would have to update our definition.
Yeah. Either.
But no.
With a media persona or whale.
Or whale. Or porpoise.
Yeah, it's not. They're not even whales. That's the thing.
Whew. Do you want to know something that's fucked up?
Hell yeah, I
do. Let me check on this fact.
Okay, I'll say some more whale facts while you're doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, please.
So there's this one whale who the one I just referenced who he got separated from his mom. I think she might have died, and he got separated from his pod. And so he's a
I'm
totally natural whale. Okay, you guys are just gonna have to Google this one.
Sorry,
story
you keep
over.
Going. No,
I think
no,
it's
no.
kind of funny if I don't tell them.
Okay, great. Figure it out. I learned via Marie Osterman, my high school girlfriend. I learned this like
Shout
2
out.
Years ago. Shout out. I hope she listens. that orcas, killer whales, shamus, are dolphins.
Yeah, they're not whales at all.
Okay. Well, you seem perfectly comfortable with that, but I had my jaw on the floor.
Yeah. SeaWorld is a fucking liar.
We were talking about it in public and a stranger literally was like, I'm so sorry to bother you. What did you just say?
Sorry, that's literally me. I would have absolutely been like, whatever I'm doing, drop it. I need to join this conversation.
Literally, it's like, and then we were just in a conversation with this random man where we're all like, huh? It was awesome.
Yeah. You guys, write about it. They are not fucking whales. They are in the same family as dolphins.
Spread that.
Spread the news.
And spread that blood's never blue in your body. I didn't learn that until
what color is it? Years ago.
It's red the whole time. The diagrams we were given as kids were to illustrate oxygenated versus non-oxygenated. It looks blue under your skin, but it is never blue inside you. That is all red. I know.
I don't know.
Like basic health information that failed us. It's red. Don't look at it too hard.
Know? Oh, because you could put a camera in.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Or maybe. I don't know.
How do they know that the red light is red
you put
in
a
there?
Camera in. I don't know, dog.
Can I update you on my parasocial relationship
Please.
Tracker?
Yes.
Today, I have to come to you guys with something sad, a sad tale of loss.
Heads hung.
My head is on the floor.
Really hug.
One of my most important parasocial relationships, one of the first ones we introduced on the podcast.
Yes.
Sir Lewis Hamilton.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Formula One race car driver. He's the greatest of all time. We're kind of on a break right now.
Jewel, I knew.
You could tell?
I could tell. When I sent you the video of Kamala Harris saying that Lewis Hamilton was her favorite driver, your reaction was positive but mild. And I knew there was trouble in paradise. I was worried. Frankly,
you were right.
What happened?
Something that has nothing to do with him.
Okay.
I used to be a Okay, I have a Hulu Plus sports subscription.
Oh my God.
It's like the subscription that gets you the sports, the live sports.
Uh-huh.
I don't know why we have it. I share it with my family. They pay for it. Like, you know, I don't know why this is there. None of us watch sports, but we have it. Except for me, because I watch Formula One, and this gave me access to watch the live games.
Games? Races?
Bouts, races, whatever.
Bouts.
Whatever they call it in the... See, this is how far removed I am right now. In June, I was trying to tune into a race halfway through the season. So I've watched many a race this past year using my Hulu subscription, and I couldn't find it. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? So of course I go to Reddit. I find the four other people who are having the same problem. And everyone is like, this is so annoying. They changed their contract and now they're not hosting the races on the
Hulu thing. Oh my God.
So it's purely because of capitalism that me and Lewis Hamilton are on a break, because I can't watch his little races where he does his little job. And and so there's no point in me following the sport if I can't watch the freaking sport, which I used to watch via torrented videos. But then I had to have a VPN, and I don't have a VPN anymore. So if anyone wants to send me $8 a year so I can buy a VPN... I'd really like
I will
that.
Send you $8 a year. That's nothing.
I feel like they're really cheap. So it's...
Wait, but can I ask? They don't like put them on YouTube?
No, you have to torrent them from the Bay of Pirates.
Oh,
I know.
I feel for you. I really do.
It really sucks because I love him. He's so fun and he does crazy things on the track and makes silly, mean statements to
Fun was a really
everyone.
Interesting way to say hot. He's so fun.
He is. I was thinking about his outfits when I said that. I was thinking he looks so good in his fun outfits that he likes to wear. So I don't fucking know what's going on with him because I'm sad.
Do you think when you inevitably return to him and you get a subscription of some kind, you'll be thrilled to have like built up so much material that you get to kind of binge through?
No, because the races are like 2 hours long and they're really boring.
Yeah,
so I'm
so
not
like you're
catch
not gonna
up.
Right. How would you have the time?
The point, like they have to. Ugh. They're only interesting if you know what's going on, And, like, you know, you're literally just watching these stupid little cars go around a track. You can't even see their faces. Well, you can't see their faces sometimes.
If you meet him, though, you have something to talk about. You go, hey, I'm a big fan. What happened in the latter half of 2024?
You're right.
To you.
What happened to you? Because I wasn't paying attention. He would just, he would scoff and walk away. He would say, that's impossible.
Word it different than that. Don't say I wasn't paying attention. Tell him what happened.
I'll tell him what happened. Yeah, thanks for looking on the bright side.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's not okay.
We have to retire stuff all the time.
I don't want to break up.
Well, think of it this way. You guys are just long distance.
It's so, so sad.
Okay, yeah, I made it worse.
Charlie, Jill's what's crying. Going on with you parasocially?
Mine is so much less interesting than
Wait,
that.
Actually, that was the wrong question.
Oh.
Who are we tracking today?
Ah, yes. Well, so much less interesting, truly, than what you said, which is so deeply personal. Because speaking of parasocial relationships, I've kind of retired. I, of course, still check back in on old Ellen DeGeneres from time to time, even though... ostensibly she's done. She says so. Not even
If you Google Ellen DeGeneres, it says retired comedian.
The way her new special, I hated the video of it, but when I got to see it live, I was like, this was fun. Uh-huh. Oh my god. All right, I could talk forever about that. A standing ovation for just like a woman walking on stage who just, she'll be like, it's been a year, and then it's like 7 minutes of clapping. Let her, don't like, give her space. Okay, I'm getting witch. I'm like, give her space. I'm insane.
Leave,
we hate
Ellen alone.
But I really am. Why am I defending her? Just let her be a human. Okay. I want to talk about this tweet from Popgrave.
Charlie has just changed the tab.
I've changed the tab.
We are looking at Twitter.
This is a Popgrave tweet. You, of course, know and love them from bringing you the most useless information I've ever seen.
Often false.
This is a photo of Ellen and Portia in a countryside background. They're there in real life. Anyways, in the UK. And it says, Ellen DeGeneres soft launches dark hair in new photo from the UK. And Jewel?
Yes.
She's fully wearing a hat. Let's start there. She didn't soft lunch hair.
Uh-huh.
Her hair is completely covered, except for,
yeah.
Uh-huh. How do I do this with no hands?
Here, I'll help. I'll be helpful.
Some little wispies.
Uh huh. Yeah. There's about a centimeter and a half of hair showing underneath the border of the white beanie that is being worn.
Completely. And I would argue, you know, there's some light pieces. It's not blonde. What it is, because she is old, is gray.
It's a little gray, it's a little blonde, it's a little brown, just like my hair.
I am standing on... You have gray?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. 2020 to 2022, so, I was like Obama.
What happened to you?
It was so
What
fun.
Happened in there? Whoa, oh, the pandemic. I'm so sorry. I was like, geez, stressful year. I just, something I love about this is every comment is like, oh, well, now I'm struggling. Yeah, they're grays.
Uh-huh.
She's just grays, and she hasn't touched up her roots. I would argue if you post a photo with a hat covering your whole head, you didn't soft launch your hair. It's just a picture of you in a hat. Anyways, this is useless. It's from Popgrave. It has almost 1 million views and 2,000 likes. So if that ratio
that's
doesn't
really
tell you
bad
everything.
Ratio.
But Popgrave does this constantly.
As I said, often
Happy
false.
Happy 39th birthday to talented Amanda Seyfried.
That's a Seyfried. Tweet I can get behind. Happy 39th birthday. I just watched her Architectural Digest video.
How was
Loved it?
It. Oh, I
Loved
gotta watch
it.
More of those. People love those. I want to be looking at homes.
Wow, I can't wait to link this Popgrave tweet in the scholarly references.
Isn't that gonna feel
of this
so
video.
Good?
That's going to feel amazing. I can't wait to link to a tweet.
Martin Short to host SNL with Hozier as the musical guest on December 21st.
I think I need to move us off this tab.
Okay.
Charlie,
I just
like,
hate
just
what they do.
Started to read the internet for a few minutes.
I wanted to show more of their
but
amazing
we actually
journalism.
Are doing a podcast. So
anyways, that's my less interesting Ellen update, which is that I don't think that there is one.
No,
and Pop
news,
Crave is a conspiracy platform.
No news hidden under Ellen's hat today, but perhaps tomorrow.
Also, it's like, isn't her whole thing that she's done? She's not launching anything. It's over.
She
retired. She's soft launching her new hair. Oh, soft launching.
One day we'll all have tweets about us soft launching a new hair color on at Pop Crave.
If Pop Crave is still around when I am old and getting new hair, no.
It's time.
It's time. The moment you've all been waiting for.
Scholar Corner.
So sorry. Literally just started speaking over you. And I've read your comments and I'm listening and learning.
No one is commenting about this.
Well, I got one.
Really?
I got one in the house clip.
You got a comment?
That was like, I see we're in the interrupting women era of our transition.
And oh like, my God. That is so funny.
I was like, heard.
Wait, that's so funny because that is the point of why that video
why
is so funny.
Yeah.
Because that's the kind of the joke of of the improvisation. Wow.
Is you took a moment and I took a mile, and that's
that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's really funny.
It's so good.
Okay.
It's to Scholar Corner.
To further our goal of becoming the preeminent scholars on the parasocial phenomenon, we unpack some facet of the beast, and boy, do we have a facet to unpack today.
Can I start this off by asking you a question?
Anytime.
This is a question I've been wanting to pose to you on our final episode, which is, Jewel, now you have a platform with which people can be parasocial. Do you feel that people now have a parasocial relationship with you? Do you think about how you will be perceived as you get out there posting, living, being?
Wow, the turns have really tabled today, haven't they?
Haven't they just?
I was not prepared to answer this.
I know.
The answer is yes, I do, but very like L-I-T-E, light mm-hmm. mode.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I already got a little weeny taste of that with the Party Web series.
Yes, big time.
Because that, you know, accrued a lovely fandom, and some people found me through that fandom, and then I experienced it through being a fictional character named Ecstasy, who is hot. The fastest way to get a parasocial fandom is to be a fictional character.
That's
who is
so
hot.
True.
I believe.
Wow.
I think it is.
Yeah. There's no faster way. Maybe being real and being hot.
But then what fiction do they have to attach to?
That's right.
They must attach to a narrative. But anyway, so I already had like a little teeny weeny taste of it. And then I feel like it's fun to see. It's fun to see like comments in our clips and stuff that are like there was one on a recent video that was like, this is exactly what I was imagining Jewel's face looked like in the reactions. And I was like, that's weird. Interesting.
They were imagining you and you weren't there.
I am a parasocial icon. So
season two, we open with the Jewel Karenin episode.
It won't work. It doesn't fit the mold. It doesn't fit the mold.
Well,
so yeah, I do feel it in some ways. It does start to crop up, but not in like I feel like it's very chill, and I don't think about it
completely.
I think about it more in terms of, is this successfully marketing the podcast? Not, is my parasocial fandom
growing stronger every day? Completely.
I am observing the little pockets of it cropping up, and I think so far it's been very kind.
Yay. So, I'm so glad.
So I'm fine with it.
Nice people.
Thanks you guys for thanks for listening to our podcast.
Thank you so much. I can't believe you're doing it right now.
And now, oh my God.
Time to analyze.
Now you're really gonna get deep in my fucking brain. So I have prepared some data for Charlie today.
Lay it on me.
I have gone into the apps and I have found some information that I need to share with everyone. And I really hope that someone besides me, mm-hmm. probably besides you, finds this interesting. I think you will. But honestly, I'm blinded by my own fascination.
This is for the data heads.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of our podcast demographics now that we are going to have. This is going to be our 17th episode, I think. Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Spot on.
So now that we have 16 episodes out, we actually have some data to talk about.
Yeah. It's okay. A good sample size.
So the podcast itself, just our podcast distribution, 53% of our listeners are on Spotify. 32% are on Apple Podcasts, which leaves a pretty fucking big chunk of people using totally different apps.
I have to say, oh yeah, I didn't even think about that. What are you guys listening on?
And go you. You are like the titans of industry.
I am going to wager that is people who do not live in the United States.
Okay, sure.
Because I think Spotify and Apple Podcasts like dominate here.
Yeah.
People say like wherever you get podcasts, but it's like I don't personally know anyone who's using a fourth option.
My sister uses Podbean.
What? I've heard of Podbean. I've beaned. I've been. Let's get into it. Top cities.
These are the top listeners of our podcast. United States of America.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Sorry. That's not what I meant to say.
I know.
They're all in the United States. Well, the top of America.
Ones. The top. No, but we have like.
Yes.
The other day I was like, Senegal.
There are like, listeners all across the world. We see you. We are fascinated by you. Thank you for listening.
Did you do it by accident?
No.
I'm perplexed. Yeah.
They probably found us in one of the videos we're about to discuss.
Good. Oh, that's a good point. I forgot about that.
So the top city is Los Angeles.
No surprise. We live there.
We are here. And a lot of our friends are here.
Yeah.
And they are very sweet and listen to the pod.
But
next.
Second is Chicago.
Hell yeah.
Hey.
Good night,
I used
Chicago.
To live there. That's a little breadcrumb for the
listeners.
Wait, no. RKS. Oh my God. Just a little peek into my psyche.
Just a little peek into the KMS fandom. Phantom.
Huge fandom.
Next.
Oh my God.
Next is Portland.
Uh-huh.
I'm like.
So crazy. I have no connection to that place.
Is that the Garrett Palm contingent?
It's got to be. It's really
got
to be.
It's got. Okay, then next.
Brooklyn. The one in New York?
Brooklyn.
I got Garrett.
Brooklyn,
I don't
New York.
Think, can I say, I think of New York as the city and yeah. Brooklyn as a borough.
Yeah, why the fuck are they listing Brooklyn? Does that mean no one in Manhattan is listening to our pod? Well, Manhattan is like 1 inch long.
No. No, it is not.
Compared to Brooklyn, it's like 1 inch long.
All right, that's fair.
Geographically speaking, but this is a fact.
Compare, yeah, I guess. But then fifth, no.
One, fifth, two, yes. three, four, five. Yes. Fifth, in a close fifth, is Seattle.
That's so fascinating to me. I don't know any.
There's scary dog noises happening.
I don't think I know Seattle people. Maybe a few.
You guys, let us fucking know if you're in one of these cities, and also be like Stan.
Is it maybe a Garrett connection?
Garrett's Corner fans? Yeah. Are they Seattle?
Garrett's Corner heads.
Honestly, probably that does help.
You guys love corners in Seattle.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no idea. Maybe one of our guests was from there or...
I need to say something.
Uh-huh.
These are just like major cities, major liberal cities.
That's not possible.
These are just
That's
major
not
liberal
possible.
Cities. So it just makes sense. There's a lot of people
I'm drawing
there.
Tons of conclusions. Okay.
Next.
Our videos.
Next category.
Our social media presence.
Okay. I have collected... the most viewed videos on our Instagram and our TikTok. I forgot to do this on YouTube because the YouTube analytics are fucking crazy and they would have been actually really interesting because YouTube is the only place that gives you like yes, a man in Saskatchewan looked at your video at 9 a.m.
No.
And he has a wife, and he actually Googled parasocial relationships, and that's how he... So anyways, I don't have that data for you guys. That's like a whole nother fucking
That can be
blog
an entire
post.
Episode.
Yeah.
Maybe that will be a Substack.
Maybe that will be a... Oh, good idea.
Yes.
That was so smart.
Thank you.
So I just did TikTok and Instagram. On Instagram, our most popular, our most viewed videos are ex-girlfriend is a bad TikTok therapist.
Wow.
With a mil.
I forgot about that.
A milli.
A milli views.
That
That's
was our
crazy.
First viral moment.
That's probably where she's most famous. So makes sense.
That does make sense.
And a lot of people falsely accusing, by the way. We talked about that in a previous episode,
mm-hmm.
but that goes on to this day.
Yes, in the comments, like yeah. naming other people.
It's not the holistic therapist, whoever the fuck that is.
Yeah, we don't know who that is, and we did not name them. We did name her, though.
In the ep, so go listen.
Yes, it's in Skylar Seymour's episode.
Exactly.
Great episode. Next, the
Speaking
next
of,
most popular is Skylar's clip where Skylar talks about loving Felix from Stray Kids, the K-pop band.
This was fascinating.
I loved, we're getting comments like almost every day of people just being like, that's true. I love Felix.
But it's putting into perspective for me how many K-pop people there are, like people interested in the world of K-pop. Because like I'd never heard of Felix, but the comments are like everyone's familiar.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And that enough people were familiar for it to be one of our most popular videos is crazy.
And then the third most popular on Instagram is you interrupting me to talk about Lin-Manuel Miranda rapping in House MD.
Yeah.
With 500,000 views.
I just think it had been a second since anyone had talked about that show publicly. And we all were like, oh, yeah. That did happen.
Which is proven by it being our most popular video on TikTok.
Yes.
Yeah, I just, people, well, it's also like, it's a hilarious anecdote, but yes, people are like, oh yeah, this was a mainstream cultural moment that we all experienced in a weird, wacky, queer, fandom-y way, but it was also just a show that was on.
Yeah.
Fucking marathoning on USA Network on Saturday nights.
It really felt like only me and my parents watched
exactly.
it. So it was crazy to see that response.
Next, Garrett and LiveJournal. Garrett, his friend Brad inventing LiveJournal is our next most popular on TikTok.
And that's brand new, so it could go to the moon.
It could go to the moon.
Remember when that just popped in my head the other day, you used to do the impression of JFK?
If you guys are wondering if I do comedy...
Or is it RF? No, it's JFK.
I do a mean impression of some old
Will
white
you do
guy.
It?
We choose to go to the moon. So book me. I have a type 5 ready to go. I do not. That is false.
I literally was in the shower and my brain was like, we choose to go to the moon.
One of my best jokes ever.
Incredible.
Next on TikTok most popular, Vinny and Eel Pick Guy.
Makes sense.
Let's
my theory
go.
About this is I think TikTok really loves when you reference stuff that they know about and they feel like is in-app
it
drama.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's, you know, Eel Pick Guy is very much from TikTok. So I think the more we post about their home territory, they're going to love it.
I also, it made me think about something from a scholarly perspective, which is that these kinds of parasocial relationships, they like thrive on community, and we don't have a lot of community-based platforms anymore. We don't have blogs, we don't have LiveJournal. We have Discord now. That's like the main way to like talk about your thing you like with friends in a chatty way that's not making content. And so it's like these kind of videos become these little microcosms of people like, oh, here's some people I can talk about House with. Oh, yep. Here's some people I can talk about Eel Pick Guy with. And it's like they need a Discord. They need a Discord.
You gotta get on House Reddit.
They need
Reddit.
A LiveJournal community.
I love
Reddit. Doesn't count. I don't think
you don't
Reddit
think?
Counts. Oh. I don't think it. Yes, it is doing exactly what I described, but like
it's different though.
It's
a
different.
Lot of it is like, you know, am I the asshole for killing my wife?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, yeah.
Okay. Do you want to hear our demos?
Yes.
So again, these only represent our social medias, but we can extrapolate.
Sure.
Instagram. 18 to 24, 23%. 25 to 34, 46%. And 68% women. Thoughts?
Are women the last age group? The way that that was laid out, it really confused me. That makes sense. I'm amazed anyone 18 to 24, I guess because they're online, and that makes sense. I'm just like, how did you find us? My brain, I'm still at, how did you find this if you don't know us personally? But it's like, that's literally the whole thing. That's what a podcast is.
Then
that rocks.
TikTok, 39% 18 to 24.
Wow. High.
47% 25 to 34.
Uh-huh.
68% women.
On both platforms.
Let's go. 70% United States. But then the next is 15% other. So, like, what does it
mean?
That's
a collection of everybody that isn't...
No, it's not. They have other countries listed.
Weird.
So I think our demands for them to properly collect data about people's gender has accidentally made its way into the hands of whoever's collecting data about countries, and they're trying to get it.
Other. Third option.
They're
United
trying
States,
to get
England,
it.
Other.
But they can't.
Maybe it's people using VPNs.
Maybe a VPN.
A VPN always pretends to be a certain location. So that actually doesn't make sense.
That's true. What I'm getting from this is that a VPN should sponsor season 2.
Oh my God. If we could get NordVPN.
That's like a brand.
Nord, reach out.
That is really synergistic.
We would be, yeah. That's a good question. What parasocial sponsors?
Let us know. Who do you want to give us money? And we'll just ask if they will. We'll just ask them if they will.
Who do you want us to get money from?
Yeah, it's a worthy
Drop
thought.
It in the comments.
Something to think about when you're driving around town, hanging out with your pals.
Oh,
making a cake.
And I'm so glad we did that.
That concludes my data on our podcast.
Thank you for being such a good collector.
I'm crunching it every fucking minute of the day in my brain, just so you're all aware.
I'm so glad we're mostly women. I'm surprised by how many men we are. Have you? Yeah.
That was beautiful. You're like such a poet.
30%
some days.
Men. Like, come on. Ooh, trans men. There it is.
And thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Oh.
Jaw. Get
actually,
that jaw done.
This is so relevant to my piece for our next segment.
Let's get into it. Oops, I Googled myself. Your favorite.
This is the part where we talk about what's going on in our own parasocial sphere.
Uh-huh.
And Charlie, it was recently my birthday. I don't know if you're aware.
I am aware. Happy birthday. Why didn't I say it when you got here? Happy birthday.
Thank you. It's in the past.
Well,
so
barely.
No worries.
Very recent past.
I did a very, what I think is a very millennial thing. And I posted a grid post that said, it's my birthday. Thus giving everyone an opportunity to comment on it and say, happy birthday.
That's brave.
Kind of the new Facebook wall in
so
the modern
much
era.
Better.
And also, I also just do it because like, there is no other way for everyone to know it's my birthday. And I don't like the whole charade of, oh, people forgot it was my birthday. Like,
I hate that. That's no, the worst part of a birthday.
I'm announcing it. You may choose to engage or not. It's up to you. I want to give you the opportunity to celebrate my birthday. It's not a game.
I love it.
It's not a game with me.
I didn't see the post.
Oh, my. See?
Play it on
That's
me.
Why you guys need to subscribe to our Substack, because you're not going to see all
you're
of our
gonna
posts.
You're not going to know whose birthday it is.
So, a lot of nice people commented, happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. And a couple of those people were seemingly podcast fans or Parasocial Jewel fans, as were alluded to earlier in this episode.
Mm.
And I got a comment that I thought was really fucking funny, which is from a Joshua, who wrote, happy birthday, Jewel, from all your parasocial relationships, exclamation point, representing the 40 plus hetero cis white male demo.
Oh,
period.
My gosh. So good to put in your demographics when you comment something.
That comment is the perfect response
that is,
to our podcast.
It's the perfect response for you. Like, tailored to you and what you're interested in.
I know. It's
40
so,
plus, white the, male.
And it's the demographic we constantly shit on.
And yet they're here.
That is fucking valuable. Mm,
degradation kink.
No. I'm not encouraging
no.
that.
No. Okay.
I'm not encouraging that. No.
Okay. Just a healthy respect for what we do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I thought that comment was really fucking funny. And you know what else? It follows my rule, which is like, I welcome people engaging with me parasocially, but don't fucking do it in my DMs. Give me some engagement on my post. Help my algorithm.
Literally.
I'm serious.
What are you going to do for me?
I'm serious.
I get that.
Put it out in public and help my posts. It's hard out here. Charlie didn't even see my grid post.
I know. And that's weird because, like, when stories come up, you're on the top.
Thank you. Thank you, Instagram.
Yeah.
So anyway,
figured something out, but not that. That's sad.
That's my oops, I Googled myself. Loved that comment. I thought it was really well crafted.
And now we know a little more demographic info.
Crunchy data.
A single cat hair.
A single cat hair floats across the screen constantly. Charlie, This is time for our fun final segment.
I can't wait.
Do you have a recommendation today?
I do. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
No.
Humans versus Hamsters, a new show on HBO. It is hosted by Sarah Sherman of SNL fame and some fucking guy. And he's a sports newscaster. And then there's like a third gay who's just sort of like there to give facts only. And I don't know how I feel about him yet, but I love the two hosts.
Go on.
Already, I've been too mean. But this show, they build two scale obstacle courses for both humans and hamsters to go through.
That sounds
and
so
I'll
fun.
Say, all of the things really cater to the hamster strengths. Like, there's never a portion where they're like, now we're going to make you read and write an essay. It's like all things hamsters are capable of and good at.
Right.
Okay. Let me just show you.
This explains why the humans versus hamster IMDb page was open in a different tab.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
I know this directly contradicts
how you feel. And there's an
ad.
I
saw enough.
Look at Patrick Mahomes.
I saw the humans.
You got to get an iPhone 16.
They were running on all four legs.
Four lines for only $25 a line. Snoop Dogg, T-Mobile.com.
This is a Max original. HBO, the originators of Sex and the Fucking City. The man is jumping on a trampoline.
No,
Sarah is being festive.
She's wearing her own clothes.
From executive producers Chip and Joanna Gaines. That's news. I love to hear that.
Look at these. That guy was a wrestler.
Uh huh. Yeah, we're watching
flight attendants, dancers, magicians.
We're watching a montage of hamster
firefighters.
Uh huh. Did we really have? I really had to watch this.
I thought honestly they would show you more of the hamster part.
Tell me what happens in the hamster
I've seen
part.
Every episode.
Oh my god.
And I don't want to spoil too much. I just want to say, species wise we're neck and neck. So
god, speaking of human relationship to animals, I know. Those hamsters out of the wheels. Get them
they
out.
Like it.
Says quote dash SeaWorld. CEO of SeaWorld. They like it. Actually, they like doing
the show.
They like when their fin flips over because its cartilage all died.
But I do think hamsters seem to have a wheel instinct.
Okay, just like just like chimps like to be inside of a cage. I also watch Chimp Crazy. Great show.
Me too.
Great show.
So good. Vinny recommended it, and I said absolutely.
Great show for the genre of animals attacking humans. Oh. Incredible. Yeah. Very violent.
So violent.
So anyways, no hamsters attack humans in this show though, right?
No. Never. Not even once.
They probably aren't even like, are they in the same room?
I have thought a lot about this, and I do think they shoot their segments separately. But
they almost certainly do sports
reporting on them both in real time, I think using a monitor while watching the humans. I'm saying too much. Go watch.
Do you want to be the host of the show?
God, yes. God, I want to be the little gay guy. He's not even little. I want to be him.
Great. Replaced.
Done. What and what's your rec, Ms. Jewel?
A podcast. Because you guys are going to be like done listening to our podcast. We're going to take a little break before we regroup. And you guys are going to be like, what do I even listen to right now? What do I even listen to? What do I do without my friends? First of all, listen to this podcast again. There's 17 episodes. You will not remember anything we talked about. Just listen again. Second of all, listen to this other podcast called The Good Whale, which is hosted by Danielle Alarcon. And they are from, this podcast is produced by the same people who produce Serial, in case anyone's a fan of that. I know you guys were eating that up back in the day on Facebook.
Wow. Yeah. No, yeah. I've done too many tangents.
And anyways, this is a basically an audio history of the whale who played Free Willy. And this whale's name is Keiko. And he is a captive whale who lived in many, you know, fucking whale enclosures and played Free Willy in the movie. And it's about the journey that a bunch of rich people and whale scientists went on to try and release him back into the wild. And it's not done yet. It hasn't finished coming out yet. I'm really enjoying it.
So you can get in on the ground level.
You can get in on the ground level
That's
with me.
So exciting.
And enjoy my parasocial relationship with Keiko the whale and the host of this podcast, who clearly loves the topic just as much as I do.
Mm.
And that is a compliment coming from a little old me. So that's my recommendation. It's the Goodwill. We'll link both of these important pieces of media in the description of this episode.
So don't worry. Happy for you that you are going through a whale phase.
Me too. I love them.
You needed an animal to have a phase with.
That's what you think. Anyway. Thank you guys.
Thank you for listening.
So much for listening to our show. We're already having ideas for season two. We have very exciting guests in the pipeline.
Yeah.
We also want to say thank you so much to our amazing producer and sound engineer, Garrett.
The very best.
If you guys have never listened to the end of the episode, then you've never heard a Garrett's Corner.
Shame.
If you have listened to the end of all the episodes, you have heard all the Garrett's Corners. And you know just how delightful they are.
There are two types of people. Those who haven't have not heard Garrett's Corner.
Exactly. And for my sign off, I just want to say, share this podcast with a friend who you have a social relationship with.
Yes, in person.
Or via the internet.
Yeah, that's social.
Just
could
like
be.
Not immediate. Don't DM this podcast to a media persona. Like text it to your friend.
You could do that too, though.
That is kind of funny.
Get us to Paris Hilton.
Okay, I changed my ask. DM our podcast to Paris Hilton.
And Rihanna.
Rihanna.
You know what I heard?
What?
Rihanna.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're from California.
All right. Yeah. Cut us some fucking slack, okay?
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Parasocial Social Club. To deepen your parasocial relationship with us, find us on any socials at Parasocial Podcast. This podcast is produced by your hosts and Garrett Labonte. Theme music done by Brighty Hicks. And for Garrett's Corner Pick of the Week, wow, look at you. Congratulations. You made it through the final credits of the final episode of season one of Parasocial Social Club. And you're here at the final Garrett's Corner. Take a load off. Enjoy your rest. You've done a great job. If you have really listened through every 17 of these, you are a proclaimed GC head. That's what I'm going to call you. And I appreciate you a lot. You've really put up with some nonsense, and I appreciate you sticking through and enjoying it. Because of this, my pick of the week, my pick of the year, the whole season, the end of the season, is you, my listener, our listener. Thank you for sticking it out. This isn't just my corner. This isn't just Garrett's corner. This is all of our corner. For the GC heads, this is where we can rest and we can be us. So thank you. Happy New Year, happy holidays, and keep on plugging in the free world.